Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info.
How many times did we hear the word impeachment this past week? The answer to that would be fake news, because I certainly don't know how often it was bantered about in your neck of the woods. I do know that it's a number that we can't even really measure. What's new, what's different, and where are we headed as far as the impeachment inquiry is concerned? And you've got two diplomats that drafted a statement for the Ukrainian leader that would have committed him to investigations of President Trump's rival, supposedly, according to the New York Times. And they say the statement was new evidence of how the president's fixation with Ukraine drove diplomats to bend American foreign policy. That is at the heart of it. Did foreign policy get bent? Who is the whistleblower, and what are we going to hear that's going to blow the shoes off of our feet? Because after all, we are paying for this investigation. You're a taxpayer, and how it affects you personally and how it affects me personally is very big. So it's something that can't be taken lightly, because it can lead to a couple of different things that could happen here in this country that would absolutely affect every single one of us. And I say this show is about what happens to us because of policy and because of personal politics in Washington, D.C. And this is something that's going to be tied up for the rest of the year for sure, maybe even longer than that. Could affect the election is incredibly draining, and there are twists and turns that we have no idea who's at the heart of it and whether or not they're to be believed, or whether or not they're dead on and this was something that shouldn't have happened. I read an op-ed piece from Paul Krugman, who said this is the Trump slump, basically, and he only has himself to blame. And, of course, part of that is what's going on with the New York Stock Exchange, where it's rocking in directions where people are losing money. But we see that change every single day. The recession word gets thrown about. The U.S. economy is going through a partial slump. Manufacturing is contracting. That's not good. Ag is also taking a big hit. Shipping is taking a big hit. But output and employment still are growing. So it's sort of a fifth of the economy. And to Paul's point there, I agree. It is the economy, stupid. So whatever happens with the economy, that does shape what's happening in your world and in my world. So the impeachment inquiry is important because it is having an effect on what's happening, not just with potentially with the economy, what's happening with the worldview, because like it or not, we are global. And while half of the world deals with Brexit and the fallout from that, this is something else that could lead us down a bumpy road. And what do we know as far as what the testimony was on the Hill from Kurt Volker, the then U.S. Special Envoy for the Ukraine? Who would think, if you were the Special Envoy for the Ukraine, that you would be in the middle of a swirling controversy that could affect what's happening in our world in the United States and with the leader of the free world? I bet you he didn't think that. I bet he didn't think that was what was going to happen. Text messages released on Thursday between U.S. diplomats and a senior Ukrainian aide showed how a potential Ukrainian investigation into the election was linked to a meeting between the Ukrainian president, Zelensky, and the United States president, Donald Trump. So those releases were pumped out by the House Intelligence Committee. Rudy Giuliani was closely connected to U.S. policy on the Ukraine and was involved in setting up the July 25th phone call between Trump and Zelensky, in which Trump supposedly argued an investigation into former VP Joe Biden and his son, Hunter Biden. Who knew what that phone call would yield? If you want to throw in your two cents, you certainly are welcome to be part of the show. 855-266-5283. 855-266-5283. Let's go to Grim in the great state of Mississippi. Hey, Grim.
Evening there, Kate.
Hello.
Yeah,
what's
happening? You know today that Trump, he got on the tube. And he claimed, well, even China.
I know, I saw that. He just added
more. He ought to just make a general statement. If any foreign country, Germany, Spain, China, I don't care who you are, if you find any, I don't care whether Republican, Independent, or Democrat, or local dog catcher, if you have evidence, go ahead and whistleblow. We'll look into it.
And I know. It was really, really crazy. It's like I saw a banana peel and with the president's face on it, and of course it was the New York Times and then a foot, and I thought, oh boy, slipping on the banana peel. And you're right, Trump, they're calling him the self-impeaching president, wants to investigate the Bidens and the whole China thing.
Well, I'm talking about any one of them.
I know.
I'm talking about Democrat. I mean, hey, you want to lower the national debt? You want to get rid of the crookedness? Let's go.
Let's go all the way
in. I don't think it's stupid at all.
Yeah.
Why not? He's hiring every foreign country's secret service or whatever to investigate all of our politicians. Why not? He's getting a free investigation.
Yeah, why not? Exactly.
He ain't paying a dime for it.
Yeah, exactly.
I mean, and who knows? We may get rid of a lot of criminals that are politicians.
Crazy.
But, I did mention last night too, because the Democrats, they've made the statement, well, if this one doesn't work, we got another one with another whistleblower, and he's from the IRS. Over his tax records. I don't know if you heard about that.
I did see that.
I mean,
oh my.
Come on. It's just pure common sense. I mean, if this don't work, we'll get him this way. If this don't work, we'll get him that way. This is pure hate. I don't know how else you define a hate crime than, you know, we'll come up with something eventually.
You know what it? You know what it's like. You should rewrite. Yes, we should rewrite the song from your point of view of 50 ways to take down a president instead of 50 ways to leave your lover. All right, we're leaving this segment. Thanks, Grim. I'll meet you on the other side, folks.
Everyone, Proactive MD has an incredible offer for our radio listeners only. Stay tuned for our exclusive offer that includes a free charcoal pore cleansing brush and free shipping. Proactive MD with prescription strength adapalene can heal and prevent future breakouts. Today, for just $19.95, we're offering listeners the 3-piece Proactive MD system with free shipping, plus a free gift, the new charcoal pore cleansing brush. Get this exclusive offer by calling now, 1-800-583-8662, or go to proactive.com and enter promo code RADIO. You heard right. Proactive MD, plus free shipping and a free gift. The new charcoal pore cleansing brush. You'll get all this for just $19.95 and their 60-day money-back guarantee. You're guaranteed to get clear and stay clear, or you get your money back. Call now, 1-800-583-8662. That's 1-800-583-8662. Or go to proactive.com and enter promo code RADIO. Again, go to proactive.com and enter promo code RADIO.
When you have a pain in the neck, a real pain in the neck, back, shoulder, or legs, you now have two convenient choices to get fast relief without taking another pill. Because now, Sunny Bay Heating Wraps and Pillows are available at both Amazon and Walmart. Yes, see Sunny Bay's 4.5 to 5-star customer reviews on Amazon.com or Walmart.com. Our microwavable heat wraps, heatable neck pillows, and extra large body wraps are designed better for perfect support where and when you need it. Even while driving, Sunny Bay wraps will not burn and stay balanced to provide soothing hot or cold therapy to help treat temporary or chronic pain. And the best part, Sunny Bay quality products start at under $20. Join thousands of happy customers and see why Sunny Bay products have a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy. It's easy. Click Amazon or Walmart and search today for Sunny Bay.
Dahibo Tea Club's original pure Pau de Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. So it naturally has antifungal, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-infection, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. But maybe more importantly, Dahibo Tea Club's original pure Pau de Arco Super Tea builds corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer happens to die in oxygen. The tea is great for healthy people, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. Dahibo Tea Club's original pure Pau de Arco Super Tea is only $34.95 plus shipping. Order now at drinksupertea.com or call 818-965-9113. That's drinksupertea.com, 818-965-9113. drinksupertea.com.
On this show to shake things up. So the White House is preparing for the formal objection to what's going on with this impeachment investigation. And that will be all the conversation throughout the weekend and heading into the beginning of next week. We move on to a couple of other things. The word embezzlement, $2.5 million, family companies, yikes. And who is this attached to? Well, a celebrity, LeVar Ball, sued by his ex-business partner. He's accusing the B-Ball father of embezzling that money from some companies and exploiting his kids for personal wealth and fame. Shock. She says sarcastically. So according to these documents, Alan Foster is suing LeVar, alleging he diverted and spent company money to fund his extravagant lifestyle. Living off your kids? You're kidding. Foster was a co-owner of the famous Big Baller brand and another sports and entertainment company set up by LeVar and his wife called Ball Sports Group. So, yada yada, the complaint goes on and on and on and on and on. NBA star Lonzo Ball sued the same ex-partner, Alan Foster, for similar allegations, saying he took money out of the company's accounts. Foster claims Lonzo was pressured to file the suit by his father. Sounds like a piggy bank issue to me. Oh, I wonder what the courts will ultimately decide. And you wonder why, with litigation, we have that whole thing about frivolous lawsuits, which unfortunately, the little people usually are the ones that are bit by that, where they should get what they deserve. I have a friend who was maybe a year ago involved in what could have been a hit and run, but luckily it didn't turn into that. We'll just put it that way. But anyway, was really messed up because of this accident and wasn't actually trying to gouge anybody, but one was knocked out of work. And boy, they have dragged this sucker out like nobody's business. And you watch what happens when people go through this process. And I'm saying on the level where you don't have a lot of money to fight back. And it is a whole different ball game than talking about branding and partnerships and millions of dollars and who took what from the piggy bank, etc. So Kate Delaney, once again, as we go down this path of odds and ends, let's talk about Antonio Brown. Antonio Brown, the football player who had all the skills and then just blew it right and left. NFL investigators still haven't gotten an interview with Brown despite this case, which is in its fourth plus week. And what is the case about? It's about sexual assault allegations. And they say it's going to remain indefinitely open until Brown cooperates or there's some sort of a resolution to the civil lawsuit brought against him by his former trainer. Of course, he's not with any team right now. He was released by the Patriots on September 20th. He's a free agent. He has limited the leverage, I'm sure the NFL has, to force him to cooperate with investigators because of all that. Will he sign with another NFL team in the future? You never know. You get closer to a playoff and deadlines and something could change. But he is in kind of a state of limbo if anyone wants to sign him. He did have talent, but he's got a whole bunch of something else, baggage, and baggage that could be serious that is following him around. So the question of does anyone touch that, you know, that's a very broad question, let's put it that way. Meanwhile, there is this. How about the fact that Uber, boy, and they are desperate, Uber starts a helicopter service in New York. They've decided, well, we get jammed up in traffic, let's go to the skies. So users of the app will soon be able to book helicopter flights to JFK, and they'll be able to start on October 7th. How much does that cost, though? That's not a cheap ride, I guarantee it. The 8-minute flight, because that's what it would take. Ooh, that could be tempting. Would you be tempted to take a helicopter 8 minutes? $200 a person. But it does include ground transportation at each end. There's a lot of demand from Manhattan to JFK and back. Driving, you ready for this? Driving to the airport from Manhattan, if it's a traffic-y time, can take 2 hours. You decide to go public transportation, it's an hour. There's no fast way to do this. This service, by the way, the Uber service, is going to be available in Los Angeles, Dallas, and Australia's Melbourne in 2023. Ugh. Would you take a helicopter for $200? I think it depends on your business. And obviously, the kind of money that you have. If it was a one-time thing, I guess that's different. And if you had to get there. Because when you're stuck and you have that much time, having just gone to New York, as you know, in the beginning of the week, I made sure I left with plenty of time, and they told me that it could be 20 minutes or it could be 2 hours. That's a whole lot of time to navigate, isn't it? A lot. All right, how about this? The Navy's newest aircraft carrier, a $13 billion price tag, by the way, the USS Gerald Ford, they say is the most technologically advanced warship ever built. It actually is pretty incredible looking, I have to say. I mean, it is eye candy. In other words, it's mind-blowing. And since my husband was on an aircraft carrier. I got to know a lot about aircraft carriers, and it's fascinating to me. If you ever want to get on an aircraft carrier, you can go to New York City, and they've got one that's docked that you can walk on. It'll blow your mind. It has a bunch of planes on it. The Intrepid. Put that on your list. And I'll tell you, you'll be blown away, including an old Concorde is on its deck, And then there's something that is a sort of mini dedication to 9/11. But it was impressive, for sure. All right, in summing all of this up and looking at where we are as far as odds and ends, what a crazy week it's been. A lot of conversation about impeachment, whistleblower, and also a Dallas ex-cop who shot a neighbor and killed a neighbor and then was sentenced to 10 years in prison. And the crowd in the courthouse going wild but screaming there was no justice, thinking that it should be more years for shooting that neighbor who she didn't even know. Oof. Boy, oh boy. And then you didn't know this, I'm sure, and this is a good odds and ends. The NBA is playing in India for the first time ever. Wonder how many people go out and watch that. I bet it will be jammed. But that's what's happening. The Sacramento Kings and the Indiana Pacers are going to do, or have done, a couple of games in Mumbai. And it wasn't the first NBA game ever in India, but it's the first time two teams from the North American Sports League have ever played in India. And they did that to kick things off in the beginning of the year, figuring this is the way to usher this in, because we know in India, cricket is the popular sport. Will they take to basketball? I think it ends up being crowded. You know, you have students from schools, and that should fill up some of those seats and open to fans who, of course, got tickets and whatnot. And they say that, you know, the tuk-tuks are being lined up to get you to the game. It might be that the coolest thing about India, right? You jump on a tuk-tuk and then get whisked away. And the tuk-tuks remind me a little bit, some of them anyway, of golf carts. Only they're decorated much differently than a golf cart. All right, hang with us, everybody.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of My Pillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented My Pillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. My Pillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry My Pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
U.S. USA Radio News with Robin Walensky.
President Trump calling on China and Ukraine to investigate Joe Biden and his son Hunter and their dealings in both countries. The president on Twitter saying, as the president of the U.S., I have an absolute right, perhaps even a duty, to investigate corruption. And that would include asking or suggesting other countries to help us out, explanation point. More on the story now from USA Radio's Chris Barnes.
Speaking with reporters at the White House, President Trump said Ukraine should be investigating the Bidens. Also in China, which is why Trump says China should also be investigating the former VP and his son.
Because what happened in China is just about as bad as what happened with Ukraine.
And the president suggesting the Bidens have scammed other countries. He also argued that the Democratic impeachment efforts are crumbling.
You're listening to USA Radio News.
Are you struggling with addiction or alcohol problems? If you're depressed, drinking, and using drugs, you may need help. And the Affordable Care Act guarantees coverage of substance abuse.
I knew I could get myself out of this. I just needed some hope and some help.
I took the first step to recovery when I made the call.
Call the Addiction Hope and Helpline now for a free assessment with someone who cares. Call 800-854-1055. 800-854-1055.
I feel like I'm losing control. I'm afraid I'll lose my job or even my family.
Call now for hope and help with proven, gentle recovery programs.
I never thought that I could be somebody who didn't drink and use drugs.
I'm in recovery, getting the help I need.
Call the Addiction Hope and Helpline now for a free assessment with someone who cares. Call 800-854-1055. 800-854-1055. 800-854-1055.
Childhood is full of wonder, and we get the chance to relive it with our grandchildren every day. But imagine missing special moments with a grandchild or seeing them through cloudy vision. The Foundation Fighting Blindness can help by providing valuable information about diagnosing and treating AMD. Age-related macular degeneration is the leading cause of vision loss in people 55 and older, but it doesn't have to be. The Foundation Fighting Blindness is driving research and saving sight by providing information about diagnosing and treating AMD. Don't miss a moment of your grandchildren's youthful wonder because of poor vision. Learn more about vision-saving preventions and treatments. Call the Foundation Fighting Blindness today at 1-800-BLINDNESS for a free packet on reversing or managing AMD. Or go to the website fightblindness.org where you can find so much helpful information. Call 1-800-BLINDNESS today. That number again is 1-800-BLINDNESS or fightblindness.org.
This historical novel featured this time around in Author's Corner. Oh, my gosh. Just even our conversation that we had off the air was so intriguing to me. Keith Corman joins us, and the name of the book is called Scourged Souls. And right there, it kind of gives you a little glimpse of maybe what it might be about. So, Keith, thanks so much for joining us, and give us the overview. What is at the heart and soul of this book? What is this book about?
Well, thank you, Kate. I do. First of all, I'd like to just point out I appreciate the opportunity to be able to speak to you and the radio audience and give a little background on the book. The book takes place during the American Civil War, but it doesn't address the Civil War itself. The whole idea is to give a background of the day-to-day lives and what's leading up to people's involvement in it. It's not leading up to the war. The war is already in motion. But characters in the book live in both the area that would become an area of combat in the South and live also in the non-combative areas, which would be in the North, Indiana, Illinois, part of Ohio, and in the South pretty well takes place particularly just north of Atlanta and Georgia, and an area now known as Kennesaw. And so that's the background. The feeling to get from the book is that, as I always point out to people, the world back then wasn't a faded, tintypes and all that to look at. You didn't walk through a black and white world and faded world. But the grass was green, the sky was blue, and things were just like today except for styles and technology and some of your trains of thought. So that was what I'm trying to convey through the book. And ultimately, the effects that war has on people and the communities and the individuals and the families as a result, whether you make it through the war or you don't make it through the war. And it is a big time of change and what happens afterwards a little bit. So it's based on a true area. The area is given, particularly Kennesaw Mountain is now a national battlefield park. And the particular skirmish that took place or the battle that took place is taken from the history of it and pretty well follows with what happened. It was very brutal. It was the northern side answer to the Pickett's Charge. It was just like Pickett's Charge. It was unnecessary and stupidic. So a lot of guys died from that. So, but anyway, that's the base of it.
What did you, it's so fascinating, Kennesaw Mountain, as you talk about, there's a lot that people don't know. What did you find out in some of your research for this historical novel that surprised you?
Well, one of the things was that originally the war, ultimately, actually, the war was over economics, plain and simple, and like most wars are. But that, but in the South, and one of the characters in the South is a gentleman by the name of Obadiah Washington, and he's a former slave, but he's still in the South, and he has a business, and that existed. He was able to work after he'd done his chores for his owner, and because the owner wanted to kind of slide out of slavery. That's a little bit of background with him, but it's not in a great detail. Saw that it was wrong, but you just couldn't get up and say, okay, you're all gone, because you'd have retribution against the other slave owners. It was just a big issue, a big problem for them too. So to recoup some of the cost of owning slaves, some of them actually let them do things on the side to raise some money and to buy their freedom. And so when he received his freedom, he established a blacksmith shop in this little community in North Georgia. And then from there on, he took the money and saved and scrimped and was able to buy back out his family. And they all were together. That doesn't mean that he was treated right by everybody, because he was black African. In general, people of average, of what we'd call now the working middle class, they existed well together, but not in camaraderie. And, they needed each other, but it wasn't a close relationship on like we would today, going to the next door and having a picnic or whatever. So that's one of the things to learn. The other is how everything in the South still went about, like while everybody's fighting like at Shiloh and up in the wilderness and in places like that, the rest of the world was still ticking. And that's the other thing it plays on. So, but then war comes to the community and everything changes overnight.
Yeah, I want to tell everybody we're speaking again to Keith Corman, and the name of the book is Scourged Souls. You can get it on Amazon. And it's interesting, in listening to Obadiah's tale and how the people were, and as you talk about the working middle class, and I love what you said in the beginning, Keith, how there's so much we don't really understand about the Civil War, because there's been lots of books written about the Civil War, but what about the people? And that's how your book really struck me, that you really talk about the characters, the people, what it was like, and that's
right.
Exactly what you said. What was it like for you developing those characters based on all of this research you've been doing?
Well, it was kind of a challenge, but it was fun. I really enjoyed it, because the better I understand it, you step back then You can't think of how we're thinking today about anything. And you have to become them and or their neighbor or whatever, or just a person passing through and seeing what's going on. And there were a lot of things different, but yet people are basically the same throughout history. And I found it as a fun sense of a challenge. Particularly in the book, there's letters to the ones in the field and letters home for the ones for the that came out of the for the Union that came, went south, and that was a challenge of to make each letter sound like that person and not like all of them sounding the same.
Yeah.
And it and being able to address without pointing. Without being blatant about it, the personalities in these people. One of them is a an attorney from Illinois, and very successful in East Town. Now, all these towns outside of the battle area are fictional, but in Cincinnati and places like that. But he had aspirations. His big plan was he was one to become governor of Illinois, and very flamboyant, energetic guy, and his future son-in-law, his daughter's dating this law clerk, becomes his adjutant. He raises troops in their town, and he's going to go into glory, you know, and become a hero, and he's a Lincoln Republican, and by gosh, we're going to take this, and I'm going to be the best governor, and yada, yada. Well, you'll find out whether that works out or not in the book. But, then there's other people like little Augie Grivey, August Grivey, who's a farm boy from Indiana, German-American farmer. And he joins the military because he feels it's the right thing to do against the wishes of his parents who were pacifists from, that came here from Germany to get away from conscriptment and things. So, there's conflicts even in home and heart in these type of circumstances. So.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, and you can feel that in your book, definitely. What do you hope people take away from reading it?
Well, I hope they take away that history isn't like Hollywood versions of it. We tend to overdo and or oversimplify some things when we try to make them into a big story. I want them to understand that this isn't set up to say that these people existed as individuals, but they did exist in the spirit of things, in the spirit of life. And they're no different than we are and how we're affected. And it's kind of odd because, in a sense, it's kind of almost like it's an anti-war book. Because it gets very graphic with the battle, and I try to make it as disgusting and gory as I could, so people understand. You know, it's permanent when you get killed. It's not like all of a sudden you're in a different show, mm-hmm. in a different movie.
Yeah.
You know.
Yeah.
So and it's nothing fun to be around. I've never served, but my son-in-law has, and the others that have been in battle. And most of the time, they never talk about the battles and bad memories. So I want to get that across to people, and that history, throughout history, both sides, the average person is just the average person. You know, they do what they have to do or they're forced to do. But when it all comes down to push and shove, there's not much difference between them. Philosophy tends to do that sometimes to them, but overall, as individuals, they're not much different.
Yep, I love the way you summed that up. People are people. Scourge Souls, Keith Corman. Pick it up on Amazon.com. Thank you for sharing your book and your story.
Oh, no problem. My pleasure, and have a good time with it.
Shout out. Mexico, 100 drinks at a well-worn bar with some shady-looking characters in Vegas, riding a bike from Dallas to Seattle on a bet, scribbling the words dungeon on a napkin while two passengers next to you on a plane wonder, what the heck does that mean? I'm Kate Delaney, and what does this have to do with my success, and why do you care? It's part of my journey that I want to share with you in my new book, Deal Your Own Destiny. Luckily, now I can laugh at some of what seemed like utter disasters at the time. Can any of you relate? That's exactly what you'll discover by reading my book. I picture you on a boat, beach, or relaxing in the backyard, laughing out loud until you rupture your spleen. Well, hopefully not. While pulling out some seriously rare and secret stuff. Doesn't matter what you do or where you are right now, anyone in any walk of life can use what I learned in my years of crisscrossing around the United States pursuing my dreams. So what do you want to get out of life? Happiness? Contentment? Why are you here? Pick up my book, Deal Your Own Destiny, at Amazon.com.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with Reputation Defender. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with Reputation Defender. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771. For your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with Reputation Defender. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
I hope you sit up and pay attention, and here's why. Irregular heart rhythm is a major risk for a stroke. Did you hear me? Here's another shocker. AFib is killing people. What is AFib? A quivering or irregular heartbeat. What are the dangers? Oh, boy, especially if it goes undetected. I am so pleased to welcome to the show Dr. Ron Passman. He's the director of the Center for AFib at Northwestern Medical Hospital in Chicago. Doc, thanks so much for joining us.
Thanks for having me.
So let's talk about AFib. People hear that, and I sort of explained it, but I'm no doctor at the top. Tell us what AFib is and why we keep hearing that.
So you keep hearing about it because atrial fibrillation is the most common abnormal rhythm of the heart in adults. So it's estimated that if you're, let's say, in your 40s and you're lucky enough to live to your 80s, that you have about a 1 in 4 chance of developing AFib in your lifetime. So this is a disease that will affect, you know, many of us or our loved ones, and it is a major cause of stroke, as you mentioned. People with AFib have about a 500% increased risk of stroke compared to patients without atrial fibrillation. And that's why finding AFib and treating it is really a public health concern.
Yeah, scary just even hearing that number. So what are the risk factors with AFib?
So So the number one risk factor is age. This is generally a disease of getting older, and we see AFib a lot more in, 70-year-olds than we do in 30-year-olds. But there are additional risk factors, things like diabetes or hypertension or congestive heart failure, are all risk factors for the development of atrial fibrillation.
Wow. So age, obviously, some of what you just mentioned, and I'm thinking milestones and major events from research, because let's hear some good stuff. What have we uncovered?
Oh, there's a lot that's gone on. I mean, this is one of the most intensively researched areas in cardiology because this is such a common problem, and this really has so many manifestations. So I would say that some of the big milestones have to do with stroke prevention. We've known since the 1940s that a drug called Coumadin or warfarin was effective at preventing strokes, but anyone who's been on that drug knows that it's hard to take, that you need to have your blood levels monitored, and that it interferes with foods and other medications. So over the last, 8 years or so, we now have four new medications on the market. You've probably seen commercials. And these drugs are probably better, safer, and easier to take than warfarin. So that's one big issue. I think the other big development is the area of ablation. Right? It used to be that if you had atrial fibrillation, there wasn't much that we can do. There were medications that were developed to hopefully keep you in a normal rhythm, but those medications have limited efficacy and some serious side effects. So over the last 20 years or so, the concept of ablation, where we go into the heart, find out where the AFib is coming from, and eliminate the source of the atrial fibrillation, has really developed as a very viable option for patients who have symptoms from AFib. And that last issue, I think, is another development that we're witnessing still today. I mentioned that AFib is very common, but what I didn't tell you is that while many patients may have symptoms, and those symptoms may consist of palpitations or shortness of breath or dizziness, many patients are completely asymptomatic. And what complicates the issue even further is that while some patients have AFib all the time, often AFib comes and goes. So you have a disease that may be without symptoms, and you have a disease that may be very intermittent. So even if you went to your doctor for a routine exam, and your doctor examined you and said everything is fine, that doesn't mean that you don't have atrial fibrillation. So we're living at a time, though, where we now have consumer-grade electronics, things that you can download to your smartphone or attach to your smartphone, or that come built into smart watches that now allow us to constantly assess someone for atrial fibrillation. So every day now, I have people coming to me because their Apple Watch told them they had AFib, not their doctor, right? Not their symptoms, but their watch told them for the first time.
Yeah, which is incredible. It's funny you mention that because I just got an Apple Watch Doc a couple of weeks ago, and that's the first thing everybody said to me. Didn't your grandfather have heart problems? You're healthy, but you never know. And that's one of the first things I did, and I think it's incredible that your smartwatch can help what's going on with possible AFib symptoms, etc., and you can then go to your doctor and let lead to that. So pretty amazing. And in this edition of For Your Health, we're speaking with Dr. Ron Passman, director of the Center for AFib at Northwestern Memorial Hospital, and we're talking about smartwatches and how you can determine that maybe something's wrong with you there. Are there any downsides, though, to the technology?
Well, I think the two downsides are, with any screening tool, you run the risk of false positives, right? That the watch picked up something that isn't atrial fibrillation. But listen, no doctor is going to treat you based on, the smartwatch alone. You can record an EKG from the watch, and therefore, we will confirm the diagnosis. So that could create some anxiety until that diagnosis is straightened out. But I think that these watches are quite accurate. And then I think the other downside is that, these things are still costly and maybe out of reach of many people who might benefit most. So my hope is, that it is, as this technology trickles down, that it becomes more affordable, and maybe one day this is something that an insurance company would pay for, because maybe it's cheaper to find the disease and intervene before that catastrophic event happens, which is not only catastrophic to the individual, but much more expensive to the healthcare system as well.
Yeah, what about that? Because I know as people are listening to this, and this is the first thing I thought of, what are the lifestyle changes that can impact AFib? I'm thinking diet, and there's others as well.
Right. So some of them, you know, we can't control, right? I mean, this is a disease of getting older, and we can't control that process. But there's a lot that you can do. You know, we know that moderate levels of exercise are good at preventing atrial fibrillation, that a sedentary lifestyle, but also, actually, interestingly, endurance athletes may be at higher risk of developing AFib. So there's sort of a sweet spot for moderate levels of activity. We know that minimizing alcohol intake or eliminating it altogether is important, that people who drink anything really more than a glass of wine or a glass of beer with dinner, harder liquors and more than that seems to increase your risk. Obesity is a risk factor that we can modify. And a very important one is getting evaluated for sleep apnea, because people with sleep apnea are at much higher risk of developing AFib. And if your sleep apnea is not treated, the ability to control the atrial fibrillation is also going to be limited. So I think those are the big ones, is, you know, diet and exercise, minimizing alcohol intake, getting your sleep apnea evaluated. And then, interestingly, there's data, too, on minimizing the stress in your workplace, and getting a good night's sleep are also important in the long-term prevention of AFib.
All right, I scribbled those all down. I hope everybody was listening. How about somebody with AFib? Because that's the first thing I think of when I attach stroke to it. How can you prevent a stroke?
So, you know, these blood thinners are incredibly effective at preventing stroke. The sad truth is that maybe only 50 to 60% of patients who should be on blood thinners aren't on them. And we don't know whether the doctor is not pressing it enough or people are listening and not accepting it, because let's face it, these blood thinners do have the risk of bleeding, but the risk of bleeding really is minor compared to the risk of stroke and the efficacy of these drugs. These new drugs that are out have a much lower risk of serious life-threatening bleeds, and there are antidotes to all of these new blood thinners. So I would hope that your listeners, if they have been recommended to take a blood thinner, have tried it. The other important thing to know is that there's now a procedure where we could deploy a little umbrella-like device inside the heart, snake through the blood vessels, that can wall off the area where the blood clots form. So there are some people who need to be on a blood thinner but can't take it because of bleeding consequences. And for those patients, this little procedure called a Watchman device may be a very viable alternative. So if you have AFib, I would urge you to speak with your doctor. This is a constantly and quickly evolving area, and things that didn't exist 5 or 10 years ago are now widely available. So this is an ongoing conversation between the doctor and the individual with AFib.
Yeah, I love it. Doc, real quickly, where can people go for more information?
Well, here in Northwestern, you could access our website. It's heart.nm.org. And the phone number at Northwestern is 312-NM-HEART. And I'm also going to give you the website of our professional organization, which is the Heart Rhythm Society. And that website is hrsonline.org.
Great. Dr. Ron Passman, director of the Center for AFib, Northwestern Memorial Hospital. Thanks so much. This has been invaluable, I'm sure, to so many people listening. We appreciate you joining us on this version of the show.
Thanks for having me.
Dahibo Tea Club's original pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. So it naturally has antifungal, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-infection, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. But maybe more importantly, Dahibo Tea Club's original pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea builds corpuscles in the blood which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer happens to die in oxygen. The tea is great for healthy people, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. Dahibo Tea Club's original pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea is only $34.95 plus shipping. Order now at DrinkSuperTea.com or call 818-965-9113. That's DrinkSuperTea.com, 818-965-9113. DrinkSuperTea.com.